Hello, everyone. This is DJ EJ, and welcome to the Archive. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Glad to have you all here tonight. I'm here with DJ Mandy B. She's finally making another appearance after missing 2 weeks.
Hello!
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, DJ Hank couldn't make it this week. He's on a family vacation.
Unfortunately,
so.
Speak for yourself.
I'm sure he's having more fun there than he would be here. do you ever have it where you hear a song and you find out what year it's from and it just doesn't make any sense? Well, that's kind of how I feel about this first song. I just heard it for the first time tonight, I think, and it is by Mission of Burma, so I hope you enjoy it. Alright, so that was Mission of Burma, and that song is called Academy Fight Song, and it's from their debut EP, Signals, Calls, and Marches. Now, I was just speaking with DJ Mandy B here, asking her if she had a guess as to what the year was, and she actually went in the other direction, which one could easily do, and she guessed it was from 2014. And that actually came out in 1981, which is kind of unbelievable, I think. It sounds like late 80s, even 90s, it would sound very fresh and like contemporary. So yeah, shout out to Mission of Burma for that one. This next song is a bit of a classic, or the artist is at least, and it's I'd say one of my favorites by them. This is by The Smiths.
No.
right. The first one you heard just there was Still Ill by The Smiths, and that came from their debut album, which was self-titled, called The Smiths, and that came out in 1984. Yeah, that's probably my favorite song from that album, although I can't say I know all of them, but yeah, their discography was only 4 albums and a couple of singles, actually a bunch of singles that didn't appear on the albums, but they are certainly a very important band in rock and indie alternative history. Yeah, so never a bad thing to throw them in the mix. And that song that you just heard was by Fugazi, and it's called Argument from their final album, The Argument, which came out in 2001. And I was just listening to the album coming home from work today, because I had read that some random person who I don't know was talking about how he thinks that's the only album that kind of lives in the same sonic world as one of my other favorite albums, which is Leaves Turn Inside You by Unwound, which came out also in 2001, so I had to check it out. And yeah, that I was a fan of the album, and especially that song, although I don't think it sounds that much like that Unwound album, but hey, at least it's good. Alright, this next artist might appeal to some of you if you're fans of the Archive, so I hope you enjoy these next couple of songs.
It's been a long time, so long I forgot who I'm supposed to be, but eventually we'll find out. It's nearly Tuesday.
All right, so if you hadn't guessed it, those two songs actually were by yours truly. That first song was a bit of an interlude, an instrumental, and it's titled The Concrete Wall is a Forest. And the one that you just heard is called Taking Time. And these are demo recordings of an album I will hopefully be releasing in some way by the end of the year, hopefully the end of the summer. So I guess stay tuned for that.
History in the making. Everyone who's listening in on this right now, you're just a part of a special experience.
Consider yourselves very privileged. So I have one more original for you tonight, and then we will be switching over to DJ Mandy B. I'm sure she has a whole slew of wonderful cuts for you all.
Deep cuts.
Yes, deep, deep cuts. So this last one is also by me, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. That one was another original. Right now it's called Blackout. Bear in mind that a lot of these lyrics are subject to change, so don't get too hung up on them. Because some of them I still think could be improved. Those three are on an album I'm planning on releasing very shortly, so stay tuned for that. I will definitely keep all of you faithful listeners updated as time goes on. I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll be moving over to DJ Mandy B in a moment, and while we make the transition, here's a quick PSA.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Hello, pals. Back again. Just like Slim Shady.
Yep. I was going to make some sort of reference to that, but...
I'm sorry I stole the spotlight.
That's okay.
Well, we're about a little past the half hour here. And I've got a playlist for you. I don't really know what I can characterize it as. I just kind of randomly compiled some songs together.
Potpourri.
I will say unintentionally that a lot of these artists ended up being Australian. That was not intentional. It just turns out that I like music put out by Australian artists enough for them to show up on one playlist. While I do not have any originals, such as a very talented DJ EJ, I am going to play a song by a band that is from my hometown. Well, not hometown, my birthplace. I have no recollections of living here. My birthplace of El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Australia.
Yes, I'm actually Australian. I hope you enjoy this one. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, that was Incurably Innocent by At the Drive-In.
Which couldn't have been anyone else.
DJ EJ and I were having an extensive conversation about this group.
I was actually about to play a song of theirs tonight, but I didn't. It would have been funny if we both decided to play a song by At the Drive-In, because I don't think either of us knew the other one knew who they are.
That was DJ EJ and I were talking about how they came back together to make another album, so that came out in 2016. As DJ EJ said, it kind of sounds like they were just trying to recreate one of their hits. I'll leave it to you all to decide if they were successful in that. It's a toe tapper. I enjoyed it enough to toss it on the playlist.
It wasn't bad, but I don't think they had like enough of a reason to reform.
Yeah.
Like, usually if you reform after 16 years, it's like, oh, look what we've been doing since then. Like,
yeah,
look how we've progressed. And nope.
Yep. Yep. Well, moving on to the next track. I mean, I don't really know that much about this group. I just heard the song and thought it was nice, so I hope you all enjoy it too. Was Next of Kin by Braid. I don't have anything to supplement that because I just heard it and thought it was a nice summer rock tune.
No social security number. All
right. Upon deeper investigation. Alrighty, well, next up we have the string of Australian artists. I decided to lump them together. This next artist, Tame Impala, I was going to do an entire playlist of them because I think that DJ EJ would be a huge fan, and I wanted to be able to convince him of that.
My ears are ready.
It's just so hard because I just love them slash him. It's pretty much just Kevin Parker and like a band to support his musical genius. No offense to the other guys, but I mean, it's pretty much just him at this point. And it was so difficult. Maybe I will go back to that mission someday, but
I'll see how this song is.
Hopefully I chose correctly. Enjoy.
Answers from my eyes. You know that man can't lie.
Alrighty, well, that ends our Australian segment for the evening. So the first one you heard was called Sundown Syndrome by Tame Impala, one of my all-time favorite artists.
I'd have to say that was a success in terms of your goal for that.
I'm very glad.
I'm going to have to listen to a bunch of their music because I really like that song. And he does sound a lot like John Lennon.
It's true, he does. I'm gonna have to brainstorm my next artist that I predict DJ EJ would like, because freshman year I was able to get him on the Neutral Milk Hotel train. That was a successful guess. Now I've got Tame Impala to add to the resume. I'll be doing some deep searching for next week.
I'll be looking forward to it.
The ones you heard after that were Empire of the Sun, and that song was called Keystone. That album is just really fun, top to bottom. I mean, all of their music is really fun. I was showing DJ EJ a picture of what they look like, and if you knew what they look like, you would not be able to think of another word besides fun. So,
I don't know if fun is the first word I would think of when I see a picture of them, but it certainly doesn't not fit.
And the one that you just heard is called Paint Me Silver by Pond, which probably sounded similar to the Tame Impala song, because Pond is actually the touring band for Tame Impala. So that wraps up our Australians.
Yep.
Well, we've got about 4 minutes left here on the archive at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll send you out with a nice alternative pop, I don't know, demographic is probably like girls that shop at Urban Outfitters but don't want to be too mainstream. That's not a roast, because I really like them. They actually remind me a lot of one of my favorite bands, Two Door Cinema Club, who I saw with DJ EJ. He's a very good concert companion.
I'm glad you think that.
Enjoy!
Let you go, separation brings us awfully close. Heartbreak.